Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Everybody, time to spread your feathers, shine your bills, and get ready for a little goosies, no goosies. Marcos, what do we got for today, buddy?
Coming in at number one, we have our precious, beloved left-hand Drew Brees. This is Tua on why Mike McDaniel is different from other coaches.
Ooh, I like this. All right, let's see what Tua's got to say about that.
It's different because Mike is different. You know, Mike's not your stereotypical head coach, if you will. He's not a screamer. He's not a yeller. If you mess up on a play, you know, you're not the worst player in the world. Why did you mess up on that play? How can we help you fix that? You know, I mean, I would say very reasonable teacher and very reasonable coach.
Wow.
Wow.
That was beautiful.
That was beautiful. Also, yeah. A shot at Brian Flores for sure.
Oh, for yeah, definitely. When he's talking
no.
about
what?
Come on.
Who else? You think it's Nick Saban he's talking about?
Nah, he's well, maybe also, yeah, but well. You know, he was very good for Nick Saban.
I was going to say, never had a bad time.
Don't really understand why Nick Saban, you know, why would he be in that position where Nick Saban would be mad at him? So,
goosies or no goosies?
I got the goosies, dude. I got the goosies.
I got the goosies.
Goosies on top of goosies. Leroy?
Yeah. I'm going to go a little off in what I normally would do here. And I'm going to say, I do have the goosies.
Ooh.
Goosies. For this reason. A lot of times guys get positions in life. I won't just say football. In life. And you feel that you have to act a certain way because you have that role. And I think what Mike McDaniel has done is been consistent with who he is. And I think the players in that locker room and the players that he communicates with and have to get the best out of respect that. That no matter how difficult or how tough the circumstances are or what they're going through, he still continues to be who he is. He doesn't try to be somebody different. The status, okay, everybody looks at a coach and think, especially in football, when something goes wrong, you got to be a yeller.
I'm a big snack time guy.
Yeah, I love that guy. J-Fig, do you have the goosies?
I have the goosies.
Of course. Well, why wouldn't you have the goosies?
Exactly.
Move.
Come on.
Marcos?
Goosies galore.
Yeah. That's good. What's number two, Marcos?
Coming in at number two, from one Miami football team to the other, Mario Cristobal.
Oh.
Ahead of the game against the Texas A&M cheer squad. Has thoughts
on competition. Let's hear what the coach had to say.
All right. Mario Cristobal.
When guys are competing, instead of taking a turn where maybe a guy may choose to pout or to create an attitude or to create, that's not it. It's not for this program. Competitive responses, when guys see competition, the whole purpose and intent of competition is to make everyone aware that nothing but their very best is going to be good enough. So that's what we mean by that.
You know what?
Wow! That's Goosey's galore, dude!
Goosey's galore.
No, it's not.
Why not?
No Goosey's.
What? No Goosey's!
Here's, and I'm going to tell you. That was a message for he's got a player or players that are unhappy with the opportunities they're getting. I promise you. That's where that's coming from. So while you think he making you feel all warm and fuzzy, he's sending a message to those couple of guys on the team. I promise you.
Two birds, one stone. He can give me the Goosey's while sending a message.
Dude, you so easily goosed. I don't know what the hell. You're just like, ooh, that feels good. Like, yeah, man.
I don't do that.
Yeah, you do.
I don't do
everything
that.
Gives you every here. Correct me if I'm wrong. It's not the situation that gives Tobin the Goosey's. It's the person.
No.
So no matter what, if we ask about a certain player or coach, he's always going to get the Goosey's, no matter what the guy says.
That's not true.
That is true.
JFA, you got the Goosey's from Cristobal?
Of course I do.
Yeah, Goosey. See? I'm not alone. I'm not alone here. Marcos?
I agree with Leroy. Sometimes you can take it a little bit overboard.
Wow.
But this isn't one of those times.
Yeah. From the guy with...
Nah, I was for it. I just wanted to make Leroy think that I was going to change, but I will never change.
Number three, Marcos.
Coming in at number three, Serena Williams, the GOAT, is hinting at a comeback, saying that the guy who didn't pay for his crimes, Tom Brady, started a cool trend. Serena Williams.
Look, I would have the Goosey's for Serena coming back.
Mm-hmm.
But her referencing Tom Brady made me lose my goose. Oh, so man. I'm going to say no Goosey's because I don't want her associating with that criminal.
No Goosey's.
What are you?
I don't have the Goosey's for this reason.
What?
She never really said she was retired. So how the hell is she making a comeback?
I don't know.
All she got to do is say I'm in next week.
I'm back. Send in the facts.
I'm in this week's tournament. She don't have to, you know, it ain't like you got to file paperwork to get back into the league.
Right.
Same thing with Tom Brady. Until he files the retirement paperwork, nobody's going to say he's retired.
JFA, you got the Goosey's?
You know, today, you and I, I die. The whole Tom Brady thing?
Nah, right?
No Goosey's.
No Goosey's.
No Goosey's.
What are you?
Marcos? Whoa, what is that? You look like Marcos.
Hey.
I have a whole bunch of like little hand things.
Why do they all look like toys you win at Boomers?
Well, that's true.
It does. And a lot of tickets for those. The one thing that I have, like, it looks like the brass knuckles.
Yeah.
My dog seems mighty friendly because he thinks it's a toy.
Oh.
So he's like, he follows me around and sits and tries to.
You guys need to see it. Like, we need to take video of Zeus playing fetch. This dog is like Randy Moss.
How much film do you
have? He's the Randy Moss of dogs.
Yeah, he just goes and gets that football.
That guy is good.
Marcos, you got the Goosey's from Serena possibly coming back?
I don't, but again, it's just a Tom Brady thing, man. Had she not said that, I would have been okay.
Goat recognizing goat?
Yeah. Yeah, well,
one's an honest goat, one's a cheating goat.
Yeah.
You know, you have a lot of different animals on a farm. You know what I mean, dude? You got the good horses. You got the bad horses. You got the chickens. Oh, they don't listen. They don't pull a sleigh.
Oh,
you got the chickens that don't lay eggs,
mm-hmm.
And then you got the cheating goats and the good goats.
Yep.
It's number four, Marcos.
Coming in at number four, Ja'Marr Chase. Giving Stinka.
Not as good as Jaylen Waddle.
True. Giving Stinka Fitzpatrick.
Oh, I hate that guy.
The double birds.
Oh.
Did I give you Goosies?
That picture is art. I mean, he is
framed.
He is giving.
You know what's funny? It's funny is that we're like, oh, he gave him double birds. Like, but once you see the visual, could you imagine the conversation that transpired between them two?
I don't know.
Because Mika's not really responding.
No, he's just like, I probably, maybe I deserve that. Like, that picture right there, they got to put that, you know how the Dolphins have their elevator? Whatever the elevator is at the Bengals facility, that needs to go up there. That is tremendous.
Or they could put Ja'Marr Chase in Dolphins gear, because that's the way we feel too.
Yeah, right? Yeah, pretty much.
Just put a random Dolphins uniform. It don't have to be Ja'Marr Chase.
Do you think that
same thing?
Do you think Brian Flores whispered that into Ja'Marr Chase's ear and goes, "Listen, give him the double birds over there, right? That guy, number 39.
You think he's conspiring?
Yeah, I think he is. I wouldn't put it past. I wouldn't Brian Flores. I definitely wouldn't put it past him.
Yeah. Here's the deal. Besides T.J. Watt, Minka Fitzpatrick might be their second best player.
Oh yeah, he's good. Listen, he's good. He's still a crybaby.
My thing is, the only problem I have with him is this. He's doing the same stuff he said he didn't want to do here.
Yep. Wasn't being utilized correctly.
Right.
Look at that. Now he's the highest paid safety.
You think he listens to anything Brian Flores says over there?
No.
Nah. No shot.
You think Brian Flores actually talks to him?
I think he tries. I think he tries.
He seemed like he got a little petty too now.
I don't know. Did you see Mike Tomlin dancing after they won?
I can see it. That's what happens when you're comfortable at your job.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Number five.
He wasn't dancing all them years before. Now he's comfortable.
Number five, Marcos.
Coming in at number five. The third bout between these two gentlemen. Canelo versus Triple G.
Wait, do we even go over Goosies? We all got that's a unanimous goose, right?
Actually, I'm no Goosies for one reason. Minka Fitzpatrick ended up winning the game with a pick six and a blocked kick. So there's that.
So
there's that.
Number five, Marcos.
Number five, Canelo versus GGG this Saturday. The third match in their trilogy. Goosies or no Goosies?
When is enough enough?
Right.
I mean, it's a big fight.
It is a big fight. Canelo, Triple G. It's a good rivalry. They hate each other.
Right, but when my thing is that the best option for Canelo and Triple G is to fight each other again?
It's definitely the best option for Triple G. He doesn't have a lot of options left, and he's old. For Canelo, I guess.
Is he the biggest... Who's the biggest? Is he one of the biggest draws in boxing?
He's the biggest draw in boxing right now.
Even if Pacquiao fought?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's still the biggest draw right now. Pacquiao, if it's the right matchup, maybe Pacquiao. But Pacquiao, I think everybody after the last one, when he lost to Ugas, everybody's like, all right, it's enough of Pacquiao already.
He's got a lot of losses. They still follow him, man.
He's very lovable.
Yeah.
You know what, though? Triple G has a chance at retribution here. And I like just saying Gennady Golovkin for triple Goosies, so I'm going to say Goosies galore Golovkin.
Goosies galore.
Yep, I got the Goosies for this reason that...
I got the Goosies.
When you're watching the fight game, MMA, boxing, whatever, you just want to see the top fighters fight. Like, you want the fight to have some pop to it to even get you invested or have you thinking about it, and... This is one of those fights. This is one of those fights where you go, wow, so-and-so fighting? Let me see when they fight, right?
Yeah. Like, Jay Fig, what about you? You got Goosies?
I have none.
No Goosies for Jay Fig.
No.
All right.
No Goosies.
What are you?
Marcos?
I think, if I'm not mistaken, this is the final week that I had mentioned where there was like three or four fight weeks in a row where it was like, oh, good fight every weekend kind of thing. So
you're gonna savor it.
I was gonna say for that reason, I'm gonna go ahead and say Goosies because I gotta savor this one.
Yeah, it's a little light coming on up.
Goosies.
All right, we'll take a quick break. Final hour of the show coming on up. We'll get you caught up with your headlines. Back with more after this.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.